Welcome to TAG Talks from the Aitchison Group. I am your host, Lisa Lupo, and today I am talking about hepatitis A in the workplace with TAG founder and CEO, Dr. David Aitchison. Good afternoon, David.
Hello, Lisa. Good to be with you. Thank you.
So, David, it wasn't until the early 2000s that hepatitis A vaccine became a routine childhood immunization. So many adults likely have never been vaccinated. But outbreaks of Hep A are commonly linked to food service establishments. So why is that? And what can food businesses do to reduce the spread and impact of hepatitis A and other such diseases?
Great question, Lisa. Well, let's first talk about how does hepatitis A transmit between people. This is a virus that lives in humans, basically. Unlike other microbes we deal with in food safety, like salmonella, that can live in animals or in the dirt and get on produce, hepatitis always tracks back to a human. So it is a classic fecal orally spread virus. It spreads through poor personal hygiene, typically. It can most certainly spread in food, but it's because an infected food handler or food worker has got the hepatitis virus on their fingers, typically through poor personal hygiene, and then transmitted it into the food. It's then ingested, eaten by the customer, and they get hepatitis A. One of the challenges around hepatitis, particularly hepatitis A, is its length of incubation period. And that's the time between when you get exposed to the virus to when you get sick from it, when you develop symptoms. We used to salmonella, norovirus, you get hit within 24 or 48 hours and it's easy to figure out, or easier. Hepatitis can be very long. It can be up to 50 days from the time of exposure to the time of the onset of symptoms. So when you get the symptoms, it's like very, very long window to look back at. Mm-hmm. Now, hepatitis is controllable. We control it through personal hygiene. We control it through education. We control it through, obviously, hand washing, et cetera, et cetera. And all of those things that we do regularly to reduce transmission. And as you pointed out, there is a vaccine against hepatitis A, which works well. It's not one that is used widely in the restaurant business, simply because of the complexities of requiring it and the fact that that business typically has high turnover employees. So you'd constantly be having to chase on that. But it's very controllable, and it's important to take action quickly because it does spread and it can cause serious illness.
Thank you for that explanation, David. But what does TAG do to kind of help in this area?
TAG really works in two areas around hepatitis A, Lisa. The first is to help companies, to the extent that they need it, understand how to prevent transmission. Once again, educating the workforce about what one needs to do to reduce transmission of hepatitis A. What should you do if you think you've got it? What should you do if you've been diagnosed with it? What should a restaurant do under those circumstances? So a lot of what we do is the upfront. Let's prevent it, let's reduce the likelihood, and let's be ready. The second big part of where TAG gets involved is when there is a case of hepatitis A. And often there's usually two channels that this emerges. The first is that a worker, and it's usually restaurants or retail, will call and say, I've been diagnosed with hepatitis A. Been to the doctor, I wasn't feeling well. So that the firm is then left with, okay, now what do we do? And the question then is, when did that person last work? And it's like, well, I've worked every day for the last week. So you've immediately got a lot of potential exposure on your hands. And what do you do about it? And we work very closely with restaurants and health authorities to help clients manage that. The other way it comes in is not through a call from an employee, but a call from a regulatory agency, a local or state health department, usually, who calls and says, we have associated a number of cases of hepatitis A linked to your establishment. And then we will get a call saying, okay, what do we do about it? And that gets into, well, is it really us? What's the strength of evidence? And if it's strong, or if the regulators are pushing an action, then what's the right thing to do? Might be to close down, do a full clean, screen your employees. There's many, many different actions depending on the circumstances. So those are the two parts. Prevention and then reaction. And both are very important.
Okay. Well, that's great, David. Thank you very much for all the information. And we hope that this has helped our viewers understand hepatitis A, what can be done, and where TAG can help as well. So more TAG Talks can be viewed on the Atchison Group webpage at www.youtube.com/theatchisongroup, all one word. And be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thank you.